And there. Now we're recording.
Hey, hey. We're not the monkeys, but we're here.
Yeah.
So if anybody catches that reference, you're old like me. Sorry, guys.
That's the way it is. I barely do, but I do realize. I know what the reference is in reference to, anyways.
Hey, hey, where the monk is. We monkey around at times, but not all the time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we need to get this started, so here we go.
This is James Young, author of the Ragazzi Chronicles, a military space opera series with the first novel unproven concept. You are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Poppy Manga Style. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we are looking at the manga 86. Mm-hmm. And I do not know who it's by because I've left that all up to Logan to tell us about. So take it away, Logan.
Asato Asato is the writer, and art's by Motoki Yoshihara, looks like. Yep, that's it. And here's the back of the first. For many years, the Republic of San Magnolia has been at war with the neighboring Yadian Empire. Faced with the relentless might of the Empire's legion of autonomous drones, the Republic counters with unmanned weapons of their own, creating a battlefield that is supposedly without casualties. However, beyond the fortified walls protecting the 85 Republic territories lies the non-existent 86th Sector. The young men and women of this forsaken land are branded the 86, and stripped of their humanity, pilot the unmanned weapons into battle. And yeah.
Who's the publisher on that, by chance? Publisher?
That would be Yen Press.
Yen Press. Okay, and I got a little bit more other details here that I think is going to surprise Logan a little bit. But to begin with, this probably falls into my category of storytelling a little bit more than Logan's. He's more of the fantasy, probably.
Yeah. Where I'm I did more like it, but yeah, I generally go for fantasy.
Yeah, more. Where I'm more of the sci-fi military. So this one falls into mine a little bit more. So I enjoyed this series. The shocking part is I'm going to give you the information about just the overall title of 86. It was first brought out in light novels. It has 13 volumes. Which we probably will be getting, because here's the shocking part. For the manga, for the one we have, it says there were only 3 volumes done.
Oh.
And it was canceled because the author's health. So there's a couple of other mangas that were short as well. You had another one called Operation High School, which was 2 volumes. Run Through the Battlefront, which was 1 volume. And then it also has a anime. And it looks like it was 23 episodes.
I wonder if this was for the anime then.
Not sure. Then we had another manga called Fragmental Neotini, which was 3 volumes. The current manga says it's to date. I think that's the one we have. But the last information I read was that it was canceled or at least put on permanent hiatus until the author becomes better with their health.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's going to be coming back. We have the first 3.
That might be it then.
Been looking at the stores, and I haven't really looked on site until I started researching for I this hope episode.
Goes well with the
true. Hopefully, hopefully they will become better in health and be able to continue on. But this might be one.
Well, it's
where
got light novels, so
that's why I said I will be transitioning to the light novels because I enjoyed the story enough. I want to continue on it. The music we also came in on, just to let you know, that was the opening one to their anime season, and it is titled 3-Bun 29 Boyo, and it is performed by Hitori. So if you're interested in that, we'll have that in our show notes as well. You can go support that artist with their other works as well. They would really appreciate it. But that's the sad news. So some of the other comments about what's going on. Like I said, I enjoyed the story so far.
That's pretty good.
Now, the artwork itself is kind of muddy at times, especially on the battlefields. You can't always tell what mechs are what. The mechs themselves are not the most flamboyant thing. Don't think Gundam mechs by any means. These are more utilitarian mechs. They look like giant cannons. So that's a very big difference. I had to get used to that. They walk around on spider legs, basically. Yep.
Spider turrets.
Spider turrets. There you go. So you have to get used to that style.
Also, both sides are that style.
Yeah. But the one thing that this is, like Logan said on the back, this was a society that was constantly at war. One side has gone completely autonomous.
Yeah, drones.
Drones.
And the other side went genocide on their own people.
Pretty much. They picked a certain grouping of individuals and said, you are now
not
worthy.
I'm not sure if it was one specific race or all other races, but yeah.
If it's not one specific race, it sounded like it wasn't.
I'm not sure if they were specifically this race gets screwed over or just the white people don't get screwed over, but yeah.
The way I understood it, it was a specific race.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where they were poor and desolate, and I could be wrong, but that's how I understood it, but I could be wrong. But they were poor and desolate to begin with, so they said, well, you're not really contributing, per se, to society. We'll transition you. You're no longer people, in essence, and we're going to make you pilots of these mechas,
and
you're
going to
fight our war for us.
Bottom bin mechas, too.
Yeah. And you're going to fight our war for us.
Uh-huh.
If you die, you die. There's nothing big.
If you don't die, you die still. You'll just keep on. Like, there was a mention that supposedly they were supposed to, if they joined up, their family didn't have to contribute anymore, which is just straight up lie.
Don't think so.
And if they get close to ending their term limit, they just, okay, Forward Scout, enemy territory, go. When are you going back? Who cares? No, you don't get to come back. Go. Bye. Die.
True. And if they stay alive too long, they get put into a frontline squadron specifically to die.
Yeah.
That's what Logan's commented on. That squadron was Spearhead Squadron because we had to figure that out before we got on here. Wanted to make sure we had that correct. And currently, the leader of Spearhead is Undertaker. And his nickname is the Reaper, which is kind of like, okay, that's weird. Eventually, you get to know some of the actual names, but it's further on, like in the third, towards the end of the second or third book.
It's not the third that you learn names. It's the second that you learn names.
Second, okay.
She just realized, oh, wait, I actually haven't asked about it. Because they're run by the one non-racist operator, or actually willing to try to be not racist operator.
Trying not to be, yes. And I think that character's name is Shinny Nozen. Is that correct?
Shin's the guy in the squad. Lena's the operator.
Oh, okay. My bad. So this is an up-and-comer young lady she is a major, if I remember correctly, but she's of a strong, influential family to a degree, so she's advanced, I think, a little bit faster than others.
Uh-huh. You do get to see their names in the first volume.
Okay. But she's one that's young and eager to, she wants to, you know, fight the war, but also get to know her troops. She's kind of got that mentality, which operators are not supposed to.
Yeah.
These are just numbers, basically.
Though, from what I understand, They do occasionally get that trouble because apparently, like, a number of Undertaker's last few handlers committed suicide because of the whole started to emphasize.
Basically, you get depression, intense depression or anxiety, leads to their suicide. And that's what they're thinking. Well, this is going to happen to her, too. It's basically some older military people that are playing the politics and trying to squash this person. Plus, I don't know if it's because they saw it in other areas where they thought she was a little bit weak, in quotation marks there, weak, because she did care for her troops. So they're thinking this will break her and this will drive her to go away. And then, as we said, the squadron itself is considered a suicide squadron or a death squadron because the troops that are sent there have stayed alive too much.
Nearing the end of their supposed...
Right, and they want them to die before they can even get to that point of possibly being out of the squadrons completely and be considered back as a citizen, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, they don't let that happen.
And I think Undertaker, and maybe he's the closest to, if you want to say retirement, he's the closest to.
He's the main character of the...
And he's the leader of the squadron. Too. And he's the leader of the squadron.
He's also psychic. True. That's reserve
and
for the second one, but yeah.
That's kind of reserved. There is a little bit of a psychic bomb because of some things that have happened. And
I'm pretty sure that's just he's psychic because he can hear all the different Black Sheep.
I think there's a specific reason why, though, too. But we don't want to say that. Don't want to say why. Don't want to say why.
Because that is...
Major plot point.
Yeah, we've revealed the not a twist, and there's an actual twist and a kind of twist.
Kind of twist.
In the third volume, too.
It's a twist.
Because those three twists are all in the third volume. The not a twist is they don't get to come home. Linda doesn't realize that, but yeah, that isn't...
That's just story parameters. The other twists are a little bit major.
Lena. Not for anybody reading this, but it's a twist for Lena.
Right. Well, even people that read it, when they see it, it's like, oh, okay, that might... To me, that's why it's like, oh, that might be why this is happening with the psychic abilities. So that's something you and I can discuss off mic.
Fair.
But it's... Like I said, the story's good. I enjoy the story tremendously. The majority of the artwork I've enjoyed, but again... When it gets into the battle sequences, it does get a little muddy and a little bit more and difficult to tell the mechas apart. It gets really dark sometimes, and because all of them have spidery type legs and similar to designs,
sometimes
it's
you can
really
tell
hard.
The enemies because they're much bigger, but yeah, they are.
Yeah, because I think the first time I read it, I had the mech switched. I thought the spider cannons were the bad guys, technically, quotes, good guys.
Yeah, the enemies seem to have, actual armor over their guns.
Okay.
Or missiles, I guess.
So, the sad part is I enjoy the light novels, but I enjoy the manga too because of the artwork.
Yep.
And we'll keep these three mangas because of that artwork.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not discouraging anybody from picking these up, even though it's been canceled, but... If you like the artwork, I think there's enough good artwork in here. You'd still enjoy it, even though who knows when or if it will be continued.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be getting into this and want to get the story, I would recommend probably going toward the light novels. We enjoy light novels just as much as the manga and anime, so that's what I will probably transition to when we start looking for these, whether it's at the store or online when we start looking. I'll transition to the light novels with these to be able to get the whole story.
Yeah.
And, of course, usually the light novels, because they are novels, they have more of the story
and
in
more
one
detail.
Volume than what they do in a manga.
Yeah.
So just be prepared for that, especially if you're a library.
I would be surprised if these got to the end of the first volume. They might, but I would be surprised.
Maybe. But I would say definitely if you're a library that's putting books out there for your patrons, come check out. At this point, I would have to say forego the manga, and you could pick up the anime, but then pick up the light novels instead. That's what you want to get. So that's just so they have the story. So nobody gets started on a story, and then they're disappointed because there's no more.
Yeah.
If you're that way personally, that's up to you. That's a personal decision. we started off with the manga. If we hadn't, I think we would have transitioned to the manga eventually anyway, even if we had all the 13 light novels, just because we didn't know the situation. And we enjoy the mangas and the artwork. So the anime, because of the expense of that, that's usually we wait for sales to try to get stuff like that nature.
We wait for sales and such generally.
And we are way behind on our anime watching. We've hit
finished the 1-1 moderately recently. True. Like after Christmas.
Put it this way, not this past Christmas, but the two Christmases before, Logan and I heavily spent sharing the billing on really clearanced out anime.
Yeah. But we did that multiple times.
A couple of years at least. But this last Christmas, we did not. He's been hitting the manga a little bit more in the light novels and doing it that way. And those we hit sales as much as we can, but they don't go on sales as much as
I generally buy like $200 to $400, depending.
A month, roughly. Probably. Yeah, month and a half month to 2 months.
Every other month.
So it's a pretty good hefty bill. But we've been enjoying those. Logan's been enjoying those even more.
I'm actually planning on putting it at straight $200 a month pretty soon. Finished off my car payments and have to have something he's got more to money keep to play that credit score up. So
he's got more money to play with.
And I actually have an obligation to pay for whatever reason, because they don't like you not having a debt or something. I don't understand credit score.
True, it's weird. It is weird. But this is a story that's very heavy. If it is one that I would probably say you will want, lowest age is high school level.
Yeah.
16 and up, I would say, even at the high school level.
That makes sense, yeah.
Because it is violent. I don't know if you see any
brief nudity, but it's from the back and such. You don't actually see anything.
But. Right, but the whole concept of, these soldiers are being sent to be killed. They're not meant to survive. Suicides are thought about and talked about in these series. So it's a very heavy subject matter. Unless you're just ready to talk with your kids, this is one, even at high school
unless
level,
you're willing talk to discuss it, war and racism with whoever.
Genocide.
You probably shouldn't be showing it to them.
Genocide. It's a lot of heavy issues in this series. Very well, from what I've read of the manga, very well written. It's just... Yeah, it's geared
this
more
is
for
more mature. Think, yeah,
doesn't it have a mature rating on the back, or is it 16 and up?
OT,
older teen. So basically 16 and up. So that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
and I would say this is one where we started just three mangas, and we thought, there's going to be more. We decided we wanted to do this episode, but then I found out what I found out. So, but I still wanted to do this episode to let people know.
They still have like light novel and anime if you want to see more of the story. I have no clue how similar they are, because I already knew that there could be stuff like they cut an anime short so they had to rush an ending or something, or stuff like that.
Yep.
But one of the other more military ones, Tanya, really revealed to me how different the various versions of a thing could be. So
true.
Yeah.
So, and plus, we said that this is where people get sent to die because they're surviving too long. And that actually does happen within this squadron. You'll have soldiers that are part of the squadron that are dying in battles. So
you get to see Lena's last squadron's final battle, too.
Yep.
She used to have a different squad before Spearhead.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Pleiades was the squadron name or just the person leading it or whoever, but
So it's a struggle. It's her struggle trying to figure out where she's going to stand in this world and how she's going to break ranks with the rest of society. I have no clue how this story plays out by any means. Will she try to start a revolution, or is it just going to play out, everybody dies at the end? Who the heck knows?
I have
no clue.
Light bit of spoilers on.
Well, don't tell us then.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to even hear that. So
you shouldn't even know them if you haven't read that much.
Well, but I'm not sure if these are from the light novel or for the anime. I don't know.
But that's what we got. That's about all I think we can really say about it. There was only three volumes that we read.
Yeah, it's.
I did enjoy him though.
Yeah, fairly quick read.
I think if that's going to be it, I guess that's going to be it.
Yeah, a bit shorter, but
it's all right. Sometimes they're short, sometimes they're a little longer. We're trying to keep these episodes roughly around 30 minutes, but who knows with all the editing and stuff. And sometimes when you have just a few things to talk about, it doesn't last very long.
It happens.
But always remember when we are discussing things, these are Logan and I's personal thoughts about the item. If anybody that's associated with Comic Pop Library in any form or fashion, that we don't reflect on them at all. These are just our own thoughts, period. Nothing more, nothing less. Whether we like something, don't like something, or think it could have been done better, that's all on us, not on anybody that might be associated with us at any given time. I hope everybody enjoyed listening to us jibber-jabber real fast about 86 and the Spearhead Squadron. And that's going to do it for us. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, go back. I forgot. We're going to have to do this again, and I'll edit out the first ones.
I'll slide it. There is also the light novel bits at the back if you want to read the manga.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They do have some of the
Dream of Fireworks, which is flashback, if I remember correctly. For Nameless Soldiers Have No Graves, and One Early Summer's Day Where They Make Ice Cream.
So you get a taste of the light novels there, everybody.
Yeah.
And I know everybody's
not sure if those will be in the light novels or not.
That's true. We don't know. I can't say that for a fact.
The dragon side of things from the slime mangas aren't in the light novels, though I have never read the light novels to check, so maybe.
True. Sure. So there's a little extra bit for you, everybody. Even though we tried to exit out of this once before, we're going to try it again. Mm-hmm. We are exiting out on the first season's ending song from the anime 86. It is called Avid, and the artist is, oh lordy B, I'm going to try. Sawano Hiroyuki is the artist. If you enjoy this, you might look them up on your digital vendor of choice. Again, we always have the information of the artist within our show notes on the website, so check them out so you can get the information so you can look on your digital vendor of choice and support them. They would definitely appreciate that. So again, thank you for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye. Silent haze cast me touch me to